This is Harry Murray with our report on the stream conditions for August the 28th. We've had about 2 inches of rain, so the smallmouth streams are really in excellent shape. It's going to vary from one location to the next. If you can stop in here, I'll go over the maps with you and show you the best areas to fish. Along the shaded banks, we're doing well with the Shenandoah Blue Popper in a size 6, the Shenandoah Damsel Popper size 6. I've done real well along the banks with those, and especially in the tails of the pools in the evening with those. Now, below the riffles and in the deep runs, I'm using the Olive Marauder in a size 6 and the Pearl Marauder in a size 6. But these rains we've had should help our stream conditions a whole lot. Now, on the trout streams, the same thing. The rains have brought the levels up quite a bit. The stock streams still aren't going to be all that good, with a possible exception of the Smith River down at Bassett and the Hidden Valley of the Jackson. Those two streams, you can fish them pretty well with a number 10 and 12 Betsy Streamer and a number 10 and 12 Casual Dress. Now, if you want to fish dry flies on the Smith and the Hidden Valley of the Jackson, you can use the Murray's Flying Beetle in a 16 and 18, the House and Lot in a 16 and 18, and the Mr. Rapidan Dry in a 16 and 18. Now, those same dry flies are effective in the mountain trout streams, and with these rains, I think we're going to be in great shape. If you have any question on any of this, just call me at 540-984-4212. Thank you very much.